is Claire Midgley and Penny Bell, and we are with the Smiths at Railway Farm in Stirkley, and it is the 29th of September 2022. Can I ask you, one of you, to introduce yourselves, please?
Well, I'm Ruth Smith, and I've got my dog with me.
And what are you? You're Lila, aren't you?
Lila.
Lila, the cuckoo. You're tired as well, aren't you?
Dog. And who are we joined with today?
And I'm David. And me. And my dad's Eric.
And I'm the other one.
And have you found him all your life, or...?
Yes.
No.
No. So when did you come over, Ruth and Jerry? When did you come here?
Well, I was me and Ruth were born here. Well,
yeah,
we've been here all. Dad, mother was born here, and Dad came here when he got married.
28 years since.
Flizzy hell.
58 years
since. 58 years since. Yeah.
And you what, Bob? You were here.
So did you? So you went to went to school. Did you all go to school in this area, or
we went to Kirby Great Broughton School? Well, I started school the day the school opened. I was a new starter on the new day of the school.
Oh.
And I had 3 years at Broughton School, and then they built a new Kirby and Great Broughton. Put the two together.
And then we went to Stokesy after that.
Mm. Yeah. When you got to 11, you went to the big school.
And then after school, did you come straight onto the farm to work, or did you do something else in between?
Yeah, it doesn't work, do you?
I went on a YTS because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And did accounts, and I've just been doing accounts ever since at various places. I was in a knitwear company for 20 years, and now I just do 3 days a week, so it gives me time to look after these two, three.
I went to college for a year and did engineering, and decided that was enough of that.
And then just worked on the farm.
Yeah.
No, well, not just. What do you have on the farm?
Cows and sheep, like beef cows and sheep. Now, we used to milk.
Oh!
Clumsy clod.
We.
Careful, girl.
But they didn't want the milk from the smaller farms, they only want milk from big farms now. They found every excuse not to get it. The wagon couldn't fit down this backyard where it used to be.
Well, it would have a few problems now because there's lots of things packed, as you will have noticed, but.
Yeah, it's quite busy out there.
It was a wet day when the lady come to do the inspection.
Last one.
She got
come on.
Back in the car like an idiot.
Come on. You can go on.
I stepped out of the car into a puddle, got her feet wet, and that was it. She decided.
Nothing was right for her. But there stopped a lot of people in the area.
No, there stopped us in any case. But
no! Some they give 6 months warning, and some of them more or less said, we're not picking your milk up after like next week.
Gosh.
Yeah?
They just stopped. Abrupt, no warning, no chance to sell cows on, no nothing. Absolutely stupid.
Yeah. How many cows did you have when you were producing your milk then, did you?
Milk 30 something.
32.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So early mornings?
Yeah.
Milking machine or?
Yes. Milk tank.
You were milked by hand, but before you were here.
I milked by hand before I left school. that was Kildare School. I didn't go to Broughton School. Kildare School.
Mm-hmm. And what about kind of other than milk? Other than cows. What else have you got sheep on the farm?
Yeah.
And have you always had sheep or?
Yeah.
You always have ice. I always have milk.
And have you ever shown them or?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we've got a pile of rosettes there somewhere because we're not showing this year. We did Stokesy show, Danby show, Eton show, and Kildare show.
Yeah, that's the.
Don't show them.
Is that a breed champion one that goes?
No, nothing like that.
No, this
but
is.
David has blue faced Leicesters, but he has the traditional blue ones. And now they're all got like black ears and dirty faces. And a lot of the judges go for the new type.
That's the spoils from this year.
Wow.
You're starting at the bottom.
I went for the worst colourful.
Yeah.
Wow.
The trouble with them is there is.
That's the body ones and what.
That's a lovely rosette though, isn't it? Sometimes they're.
That we're still to make a big thing, but they have to try a little bit hard because they charge more for entry fee.
I think to get in as well.
You have to come at Kildare.
Yeah.
How many rosettes all together are we looking at?
I've no idea. That's the best one, yeah.
That was at the Yorkshire show. But he cheated at the Yorkshire show. He took the fleeces. He didn't take the sheep as well, because you have to stay all week with the sheep. That's too much work afterwards. So he took the fleeces on Tuesday morning, forget about them, pick them up on Friday night.
But you got it first.
I got first and 2 seconds, so.
Yeah.
So I had a good day. And seeing as Ruth had put her bank account details on entry form, she got prize money, so she did all right as well.
Yeah. But I can't work out because they paid money into my account one day, and then a fortnight later they paid some more in. And I don't know whether that was right or wrong because I didn't know which I was supposed to be paid. So I just accepted it all.
And when your mother was growing up here, what did they farm?
Dairy.
Dairy, always dairy.
Yeah, the short ones. The farm was bought out to share the dirty short ones.
What made you get blue-faced Leicesters, may I ask?
Madness, probably, I think, in hindsight. it fit with other things, shall we say, but once I'd... It's like a lot more pedigree livestock. Once you have it, if you keep it, it becomes a part of life or an obsession or whatever you want. People have various ways of describing what happens to you, but your life suddenly becomes a sheep or whatever that, you know.
Well, it's my idea to get blue faced Leicesters. I like the look of them at Yorkshire Show, so we bought first 3 from my man at Yorkshire Show, and we've had them,
35 years, I think, maybe, yeah, something like that, and, you know.
One bit, we had a few pigs, didn't we?
You had llamas, alpacas.
We had one llama.
One llama.
The Sutcliffe's gave us it.
And we've sometimes had a few llamas here because we sometimes had one.
Here?
Yeah.
In this room?
No.
Oh, we've had
no.
one in this room.
We have had a meeting.
We're just trying to prove you could lead it in. Someone found out that you took back out the door.
Because the one that was Anne's, Urubamba. It was properly taught to lead, and you could do almost anything with it.
Yeah, so we walk it through the room just to see how far we could get before Mum shut us out.
The only thing they didn't like was clipping. They did not like clipping, did they? They were spit at
you. Neither did my clipping machine. Because there's no grease in a llama fleece. They dry altogether, so it doesn't clipper runs dry and runs hot and goes blunt and...
Do you have to coat them then? Do you, can you, or do you just muddle through with it?
Well, I did both, and sometimes I just went strain, push, shove, get through. So other times I kept oiling it, and normally when Mr. Randall saw me combs, he said, "Can't sharpen that."
Oh. No, because when you're wrapping wool, you have all the oils on on your hands. I was thinking that's like the best
hand cream.
It's the best hand cream when you've wrapped a bit of wool, like
yeah.
But somebody spun some of this into for my sister because it was her llama, and then somebody else knit her into a jumper she couldn't wear. She was that itchy. So she said it was no jumper which after she got it.
But
No, I spent a lot of time winding it and pulling it and twisting it and all that, and no good to you.
No, because a sheep's is lovely,
I've never... As to why people want to wear clothes that are made out of recycled plastic bottles, I don't understand. Yeah, I know. But a lot of it... Well, you can't... Well, you know all the things that when you take them out of the washing machine... are perfectly dry is the sign that really there's no natural fibrin in it.
That's one thing about Bluefirst Leicester's, it is good wool when you're finished when you're cooking.
What's it used for mainly?
Suits.
If was it the Olympic team or something had Bluefirst Leicester wool for suits 1 year?
It's one of the best sort of wools there is, but the problem with it is like the handful you get.
Because like a Suffolk fleece.
Because the Suffolk fleece is that like 2 foot wide and 18 inches round, isn't it, more or less? A Leicester fleece is 1 foot wide and 6 inches round. All right, wool's very dense, but it's because
then we had no sheep, and then we had swales.
What's the white face breed up on the moors?
Cheviots, aren't they?
Well, they've got long tails, but
and straight up ears. Mm. Yeah. They're replacing swales in some places.
That's what I noticed.
They have better conformation. You've got... Your weather lambs are worth a lot more. And I'm quite pleased that folks have got cheviots, because they're like white-faced Leicesters, like white-haired Leicesters, to breed mules, because then all mules come out with a white face. And all look alike. Oh. So, but the cheviots take more looking after than the swaledales because they're awkwarder.
They must be blooming awkward.
Are your blue faced Leicesters good lambers? Do they lamb well or?
They're not bad because they're long and pointy, but you can get a bit of. Mix, you know, a leg back or two at once, and all this sort of thing. But there's no, it's not if you get one that's stuck and won't come out, but you get them mal presented or whatever. You
are they good mothers?
No, they're terrible mothers. No, that's not fair. A lot of Leicester lambs haven't much sense at sucking. Yows will look after them, but lambs will don't know how to suck to start with, and sometimes they forget after 2 or 3 days what's supposed to happen, and just if you don't realise, they'll then die. This is what I said. It's a mental condition is keeping them. You'll also find that even the ones that have massive flocks only have 20. You know, the ones that, you know, people that sell a lot.
Short book was on there, though.
Oh, that's Tuck. Oh, that's
Tuck. You pick yourself a Tuck chip.
Oh, I don't know whether I'm. And that's what you. And that would make lambing a lot easier for Suffolks if you bought a Leicester Tuck. Because when Paul Cope was at the garage, he bought some Suffolk Cross Yows and he kept getting a Suffolk Tuck and keeping him a lambs till he ended up with pure Suffolks. Then he couldn't lamb them because he didn't know what to do. It was a mechanic, not a farmer. So he said, I can't have another lambing like this, but I don't want rid of my sheep. What shall I do? I said, Dad, I'll solve it for you. And I took a Leicester Tuck down and said, I brought you this instead of your Suffolk Tuck. He said, but I can't do that. I said, no, but you'll get them lambed. And they all, more or less, all lambed on their own. So
David had a nice early finish to lambing this year, didn't you?
Oh, we managed.
I went to the Great Yorkshire Show, come on, this, and we've had to wrap a ride out. This is where have you been? Oh, we've been to buy a bag of lamb milk.
I had a Yow lamb and a Leicester Tuck lamb on Wednesday off show week. I went downfield that morning and there's two like mule lambs that are 3 months old charging along the railway and there's a tiny Leicester lamb running after them that had just been born. And anyway, I found its mother and took it back to her. And I thought, I better go down at dinner time, just see that he's still remembered that's his mother and all these little ones are on and not no used to it. And she was laid dead.
Oh, dear.
So then I had to I had a packet of colostrum, so we got that in. And then I had to find a bag of lamb milk, because, well, everybody's finished with lambing and pet lambs and when you get to the middle of July. Mind you, I had four swillies lamp week before as well, but.
And if they're struggling, do you bring them in and put them in front of the fire?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my nieces said when she was little, why do you bring lambs and put them in front of the fire so they die?
Yes.
Well, I think I must have been having a bad day too when she was coming down.
Did you say to her, that's not the intention?
They are supposed to go back out to their mothers. But you see, a Leicester's bald from his, above his eyes, to nearly his shoulders when he's born. They don't have either hair and wool, hardly.
They're not a pretty lamb.
And so, if they get cold, they quickly suffer.
Oh.
Do you have a lambing shed, or do they lamb outside?
Oh,
or?
We have a.
No.
They have
so a. So we lamb outside, but the blue faced Leicester's have to lamb inside.
They just lamb along there.
Yeah,
straight along. And then
they didn't hear them as well.
My bedroom windows are up there.
Yeah, not there.
So do you shout through
the wrong one?
Yeah. Why would you? I heard the yow lamb blaring in the night. Did you hear it and get up?
I could hear them last night.
Yeah.
This morning, 7:15.
Yeah,
blah, 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 blah.
We took mule lambs off Swale Yows yesterday afternoon and put other side of the road.
Oh.
And the mammies were all out there and babies were other side of the road. I think it was 6:20 when I heard them. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, ooh. Anyway, a car come hurtling down. And there was no sound of brakes, and he didn't even take his foot off throttle, so I thought, that's all right, there's no need for me to get up just yet.
They haven't got out on the road yet.
Well, often go across. Do you find that you've got, like, lambs in with them occasionally, or...? Will they go across the road, most years?
No, not really. You have to keep things fairly good.
Well, you have to keep... Well, it's just a bit of a nasty place.
Yeah.
Well, and...
There was some down there, laying there, and they got kicked off the plots, and they bought the land and the plots, and there was various ones, and the posh people in the village complained about them, even though they didn't know where they lived. They had a public meeting to complain, and some people came in and said, "Do you know where they live?" I said, "Don't you know?" "No." I said, "Well, they're not doing you any harm. If you don't know where they are, live and let live."
But how can you complain about somebody you don't even know where they live, really?
No, it's ridiculous.
Well, it was just, it's just this, not in my backyard, and I don't want to share my postcode with what we suspect you're doing.
But there's still have horses down there a lot of the time, but they get out on the road quite a bit. Because if you hear anything on a morning, you're like, go running out. The number of times I've been running up down this road in pyjamas.
Because I always reckon...
You are disgusting.
I always reckon it's a bad job if I can't manage to get them back in before police come. Because they have a nasty habit of not wanting to take them back, but put them...
In our field.
In ours or somewhere.
If you shut them in your field, then they become your responsibility. So if they get back out, you know,
and you've sort of got to keep them till they get the owner to remove them safely. So it's rather important that you get there first and deal with the situation.
That first to come 3 or 4 days.
Or weeks.
If they're not even a good feed to grass, I collect them and get free food, don't
they? Find out those they are. One that was trying to sell them didn't belong them. There was one of those.
Yeah. There were seven horses in field over the road. And we'd had them in. First we'd sort of had them, and we did make contact with somebody. You know, he couldn't do out because he was in Doncaster or Sheffield or Manchester or wherever. If you leave them where they are, and I'll pay you for keeping them for 2 or 3 days. And then he come and he said, "Do you want to buy them?" To which I said something to the fact that no, because dog can't eat a whole one at once. And then he said, yeah, I'll sell you, you could have them. There were 7 of them. I think we could have them for, what, about 1,800 quid did he want? So he wasn't... And then he called. We said, no, you come and get them. Oh, well, I'll come back tomorrow with a trailer. I don't know how I'm going to load them. Well, I said, will you bring some gates out to make sure you do? We get all these horses in. Penny says, I only want them four, because them three aren't mine.
They were just there before, and they were about to sell them.
Yeah.
They were on the wrong
game. But that's just living down there.
He was all right.
He was quite a nice man. David was in the field one day, laid down. I don't know what you were doing. Where were you living?
I was lambing a yow.
And he saw David. He jumped out of his van, ran across the field to see if he collapsed. And I thought, these posh people in the village wouldn't.
But they wouldn't even see you, no man stop.
He's living on side of road again.
Yeah. And have you got crops as well on the farm or?
We have some potatoes. And we have
6 acre oats.
We have 6 acre oats.
Oats?
Yeah. Sheep food.
Oh. How many people grow oats around here?
Quite a few.
More than you might actually think.
How do you, I know nothing about growing oats. How do you harvest them?
Same
as wheat and barley.
Okay.
We have our own combine, which is taking all the to repair. They keep breaking it. I don't know.
Well,
I can't go to work leaving to do a job because I'm going to call myself
We had a bit of a breakage, and we got it taken to bits, and we did leave. I rung you up, didn't I? And told you. I said we're going to Lincolnshire for a part. We'll be back about when it's dark. Anyway, we had.
I waited up of them.
Yeah. Okay. And then we rung him up and said we'd be back. Oh, we'd be back before 10, and it was 10:40. But no, it wasn't too bad.
I haven't had plenty of practice at driving it yet, Ruth, that's true. I'm only an novice.
Tim came in when they were taking it up the road, it was an hour stack and they went up near the village. He says, we're just going to take the combine up the road. I went, oh good, see you later. And I thought, Tim had gone out to Donna's that combine going past the window. Dad took him before Dave was there to go in front or behind or whatever. Good job it's only a small one.
I was going to say, do you have to have a small one to go over the bridge? Because
well, it's 10 foot good.
No, I... Well, we get all...
Let them say you're coming, let them say camel at Topper Bridge. So they know what you're going to.
There are quite a few combines pass even this summer.
Yeah.
And I am half a very nervous fella, you know. I just look over the heads to the way and then go back.
And what about tractor-wise? Was it a Ford? Was it a Ford?
You've got one, you blew all day.
Oh, right. Is that one a fan favourite, or...?
Well, we have...
The four.
We have four blue tractors. And one in yellow. But
it's a Ford as well.
Do you have
keys? One I'm very pleased with, I won't do it up.
Because it's
it was bought for a wedding present.
Did you take any machinery to Stokesy Show?
No.
I hope so, but I've never got it done up yet.
Do you take part in any like tractor runs or anything? Do you have any tractor runs?
No, Young Farmers organised one for a few years, but we never took part.
And do you keep poultry or geese or
nothing? Well, we have an odd chicken one.
We have a few hens.
That was the wakes on the lawn the other day.
Shut up. we used to have hens, quite a few, about 200.
Well, we had 200 hens and we sold eggs, but
we still sell eggs.
We still sell eggs, but
they come in a van now.
They come in a van because it lays the right amount. Because people got that they wouldn't accept that the week before Christmas they couldn't have twice as many eggs to do their Christmas baking, and then because you just didn't have them because hens. Hens. Proper free range hens don't lay
when it's dark
much. Mm. And then when it got to, you know, spring to Easter, they didn't want any eggs because there was lots of people around about had a dozen hens and they were giving eggs away right, left and centre because they couldn't use them all, so they didn't come here to buy any. And so we... And then salmonella finished having 200 hens to sell eggs.
Yeah.
And
we've still got some of the same regular customers.
Have we? Yeah, with
some know. And so a lot of them know, but some of them pretend they don't know. These eggs are so much different to the supermarket.
But how much longer Van will keep laying eggs, I don't know. Well, he normally comes on Monday. They turned up on Tuesday. It was owner at company that was, and a new driver that were in the van. And boss said, I don't know, I can't find anybody, I can't keep van drivers, and I can't afford to put diesel in the van. I don't know whether we'll... They said, well, we have 500,000 hens, which is a fair lot, and the running around with a van's not very profitable anymore. But he says, we're here, two generations back we started with a few hens and a van. So he says, I don't really want to do away with the van part of the...
Sometimes wonder whether we're going back round, you know, kind of back to milkmen coming back round and fishmen and, you know, yeah. Like, there seems to be something, you know, to keep it local and try and keep the transport costs down and things like that. And because did you have anybody like a fisherman or a butcher that used to come round?
Yeah, used to come twice a week, butcher.
Used to come, Fawcett's from England. She used to come up like later on at night, that way after tea. And we used to leave front door open. We'd all go on the benches to come put meat on the table and then shut the door and disappear.
That's fantastic, it's a shock.
Grandad believed in going to bed early. Like, and he believes in getting up early as well.
Not like his grand.
Yeah, because I have a tendency to work back shift. I don't.
Even when I'm in the morning, but he always finished by 5 o'clock of the night, unless you were 8 hours. I mean, like.
And I work the 12 hours, 3 hours on. I'm more 8 till 8.
Well, you're a bit earlier finished at the moment.
No, I'm a bit earlier.
Because he hasn't got a house cow.
No.
His house cow went dry because he was still milking because we haven't got him weaned yet. He won't drink tea, coffee or anything else. Christmas Day, what do you want for your dinner? Milk. But don't you want some schmer or some wine or a tin of lager? No, he has milk with everything. And he's always milked a cow. Just for his own milk and it's gone dry. So it's
all the times when one's gone dry, I've had another one calved that I could milk, and this time I've sort of I slipped up seriously. and we buy milk, which hurts in all sorts of levels because
milk isn't drinking when you get it.
No, it's
tastes different as well.
Yeah.
It's like homemade milk, no.
But that's
that's quite unusual.
What?
Isn't it? To have a house. I've never heard the term.
Have you heard of a house cow? A lot of people used to have a house cow, so they had their own.
Well, quite a few have houses, like larger, older houses that sort of want size of Broughton, all of a cow buyer. And folks had they had like a paddock and a cow by it, and people kept a cow. Even that were farmers kept a cow to
house cow.
That's lovely.
Well, just think of all plastic waste it saves if you ever.
That's one thing we've noticed, what a lot of big plastic bottles, you know, what waste.
Milk bottles should come back in as well.
Well, we had a house cow at home before I was married, we had a house cow. We weren't farmers, but we had a house cow. Yeah.
So then did you make your own cheese and milk, cheese and butter and stuff and bits as well, or not really?
I have had a go at making cheese, but it was...
One time we used to make milk, make butter. But in a peculiar way to what most people did. A sweet, you know, the big sweet jars you used to get? They put so much milk in that and just walk about checking it. And you've got plenty of butter to do a tea cake for your tea. But that's the only time we made butter. We were walking about with it in a jar, shaking it as you went. You've got a long bit of butter like that to put on a tea cake at daytime.
I want to actually know the first idea of how to make butter.
I've made it with double cream that I haven't used. I've had too much double cream in the fridge. Electric whisk it until it all separates out.
Then
you just squeeze all the bits together and run it under your tap. And we're on spring water, so there's no impurities in it. So. Because you've got to get all of the buttermilk out, it'll go rancid, and then you knead the salt in, and then pat it. It's really good fun.
It's not like proper butter, though.
Well, that sort of is. But you've done separating the milks, done half the work of compacting the fat, hasn't it? That's the. Well, that's what dairies do, don't it? Because they skim so much fat off because they only have to sell 3% fat milk to be full fat milk. And so if it goes into dairy at 4.5 or 5, they can take a percent of fat out, which is a lot higher value than the rest of the milk, and then sell the rest with and then they've got a bit of fat for either making double, you know, cream, yeah, or butter. That's why they like the idea of selling your skim milk, because they've got even more of the fat out to sell at a high price.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But if you were making it in an old sweet tub, that's what I was trying to imagine. So you put the
just put milk in and shake it, and right, gradually you stick the fat particles together by them impacting.
Right, okay.
And when you get them stuck enough, you can then get the buttermilk, you know, them out of the buttermilk and press them together into one solid piece of butter.
Know what you're
going to
be doing tonight?
You can't do it with homogenised milk.
Right.
Because, and most shop milk's homogenised. Because that's why you don't get a cream line in your bottle. It doesn't matter how long you stand it, there's never a... Because they've split the fat in half, or thereabouts, to stop it separating out.
But when you put a jug of like milk just from the cow in the fridge, you have like this cream on the top of you. Because if you don't stir it in, you get a funny mix.
And what do you use the buttermilk for? Do you know that?
He used to wash horses' feet in buttermilk.
Did it make it shiny? What was the...
Yeah, you know the horses you see at the show with big feet and fluff around? Wash it in buttermilk, brings colour out of it, makes it white. Keeps its density and its quality. Brings the colour out of it, makes it white. Wash it in buttermilk and then get a tablet of soap and sharpen it and put it round the hoof like that, go round like that, and it makes the hair stand out as though it has twice as much.
What did you say you did to the tablet of soap?
Just sharpen it so you've got a sharp point to go round the hoof with to make the hair stand out so that the horses looked at them.
Was that cart horses?
Yeah. When you used to show cart horses, yeah, that's a long damn thing.
Oh. Any other tricks that you used to do?
A few. Yeah. I can't remember any many of them now, though. That when I was 14 years old, that.
And what about traditions and customs in this area? Did you do anything for Mischief Night or Bonfire Night or Easter or...?
Kildale did also. They did dropping ends down chimneys.
Oh, that's a good little lad.
We had a bonfire here
for all the... Well, you had first one for a girl that lived in rural bungalows at Joint Field, didn't you?
Yeah.
Before I was born. And we had one... More.
We've had one every year since.
But there was a point when...
Well, we used to have one, and the people from the village came, and they all brought their own box of fireworks, and you all lit your own fireworks, and then all of a sudden that got... It wasn't sort of the dumb thing. Like, the last, each other's elbows.
The last one or two, like, we had, that were before it started to die away at the most, when we were, what, sort of, I'd be 16 or 17 and Ruth 14 or whatever. We had like 100, 120 people at bonfire and like there would be probably 40 of them letting fireworks off all round the field.
Yeah.
And
it's not stuffy, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then suddenly all this, you know, people started talking about health and safety and not letting children have their own box of fireworks to light behind crowd.
And then we started having the young farmers bonfire and fireworks, but like the club would go off and buy like £50 worth or whatever, and then you know one person would light them, but that wasn't always.
That was much safer.
But wouldn't you?
We only had one fire. So fella set fire to his coat.
Ah, that was when they used everybody. But one year when the young farmers had the day, somebody would throw all the spent fireworks onto the bonfire as people were going away, thinking they were tidying up the field. One hadn't gone off, had it? And it went off and it shot across and it hit one of the girls on the back of her leg. And she had a little bruise because she took great delight showing everybody this.
And did you do anything for Easter? Did you do any kind of...
We used to decorate eggs. We used to go and get, like, yellow gauze and that and try and stain them, but it never worked that well, and the onion skins. And then roll them down the side of the railway.
Our mother liked all them sort of things.
Where was the railway from here?
There.
Well, that's the railway bridge there.
That's the bridge there.
So trains went past there.
Behind that tree.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the railway at all. I know when I was little, there was odd bits of metal, you know, tracks still there and that. But like, Mum was on the last passenger train, and it's the goods trains used to still go through, didn't they, for ever so long after that?
Yeah. And that would have gone to Gisborough from here.
No. Go to Battersby and then to Whitby.
Picton
and out onto Nathallaton Middlesbrough line.
So from Kildale, if you grew up in Kildale, did you come into Stokesley by train or by car?
Oh, no, car was me.
Well, Stokesley station was never in Stokesley.
When I was young, we just had a push bike or walk. Walked down to the fair many a time from Kildale.
Yeah.
That's where I met the wife.
At Stokesley Fair?
Stokesley Fair. Oh.
What was Stokesley Fair like? Tell me about Stokesley Fair.
Oh, I don't know, really. It was brilliant in them days, and a lot better than it is now.
You didn't go this year?
No, fate won't let me. I don't walk as good as I used to. No, it was different altogether. There was none of the big ugly rides what there is now, but there was more amusement, you know. It was up the ducks where I met the wife.
It's my level of skill.
Yeah, she was trying to hook a duck and it was windy and I tried to steady her hand and...
Do they have coconut shies and things
there's there's still a coconut shy.
Yeah.
But it was... When we were at school, still, everybody... Like, it was a major thing. And everybody went to fair and now it's not. There's an awful lot that are, like, Wednesday and Thursday night, anyway, are people that are old are just going to reminisce. And it's not... The other thing is it finishes now by 10 o'clock. It used to be still, even Wednesday and Thursday night.
Busy.
You'd missed, like... If you stayed till fair quiet and down, you'd missed last orders. Like, it was after 11.
This year, they had a one-armed bandit or a two-piece chauffeur and all that. It's the first year there hasn't been sort of them, you know, amusements. Because I used to like to go down and you could see people he'd been at school with. Because if they were coming home for a weekend to see the parents, they tended to come when it was show weekend. And you see different ones. Now he's been like just doing the two-piece show because like £2 would last hours. And you could come out and talk to people, but this year there wasn't the two-piece show, it wasn't the same. And I think some of the older ones that used to go for a walk down had gone down Wednesday night, didn't go back down during the week, because they'd be there every night, because they hadn't had the 2p thing to play with.
My mother went down and spent half a night on 2p, didn't she?
And Mum used to like the bingo, but they haven't been the bingo for, I think, 10 years. They just come mobile bingo, and it used to always be even, and all of a sudden it disappeared.
And a lot of, well, the rides get bigger and more terrifying.
And expensive.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, because if you're too terrified to almost look. the things that are very high.
You don't understand that table, never mind.
I don't do heights very well at all. Some days standing on tables high enough. Other days I can go up a ladder, it's all right.
That big thing near the west that goes around that massive arm. Well, I was told it was cold up at the top, so I thought, oh no. Nieces went on the come down, and what was it like? Oh, freezing up at the top. I thought, oh, it's like you're only coming. She's on one of the bigger rides and it just went cold.
But when we were little, there was the dive bomber in the same place that was the. It was basically the same action. You went round. And everybody said it was absolutely massive. But it wasn't as tall as what the centre pin is for the new one. Like to the.
Yeah. And what about Christmases and celebrations? Did you have a stocking? Did you do any?
A pillowcase.
Pillowcase on the bed or down, like in the.
A bedroom. Yeah, I was at a pillowcase.
Was it tied with string?
No. too lazy to tie.
And a big family Christmas dinner. Middle of the day or.
Oh, 12.
And him having his milk to drink.
we still eat at 12 o'clock, as you would tell my gravy dog was going to spill.
Who does all the cooking?
Me and Dad do it. I do the days I'm at home and Dad does the days I'm at work.
I know.
Did you enter baking this year at Danby, Ruth?
No.
What were you queuing up for?
I do handicrafts. I do cross stitches and beading and all sorts of things. I do a lot of craft things.
Yeah. I reckon that's the best one she's done, though.
Your sheep.
Dogs.
Sheep dogs.
Ah,
that's lovely.
Oh, it's lovely.
So is that?
Cross stitch.
I would not have the patience to do that. That must have taken hours.
It's tiny stitches.
The trouble is, my eyesight's failed since I've done that. I didn't need glasses for that. I now need glasses for that. And if the light isn't brilliant, I need two pairs like him off the repair shop.
But you went to the opticians, didn't you, Ruth? He said, why do you want... Why have you come? She said, because I can't see when it's dark.
That's what I said.
That was what you come home and told.
The light isn't as good, I can't see. I said, I need good light to be able to see. He said, it doesn't matter what glasses we get you, they won't make you see in the dark.
But I think it is the first sign your eyesight's failing, isn't it, when you can't see when the light's not so good.
No.
And did you have a big Christmas tree? Did you cut your own tree? Did you?
Oh, you have to have a look at our Christmas tree outside. It's tall as the house now. And it always went on that shelf there.
Behind
to the ceiling.
We've only ever had a small tree on there.
That's our way
either
of our tree.
Either a real one or a plastic one.
Last few years we've had a thing, but no, I had a rooted one year, and we planted it out there. It's now tall in the house. When you look at it, you think, how did it fit on the shelf?
Well, it was definitely. Till we couldn't reach top.
Yeah, put the lights on outside afterwards, but no, we've always had a tree on there.
No, we only reckon it's a holly tree.
And it's lost a lot of its leaves this year.
It's going to kill itself this year. It's got too many berries on.
There's lots of berries everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. All leaves are going to fall off because there's too many berries. It can't. Mine's the oldest tree, right?
I think we've had a bumpy year, though, haven't we, with kind of apples and pears
Have you any pears?
Have you any pears?
We've got some at the museum. We don't have them at our house. But
have you any picked, David?
there's a sandbag full stood in garage doorway. You can get what you want out of it as you go.
Excellent.
Don't forget.
And gardening? Do you do any gardening?
Oh yeah. Have you seen? You look out at window. You've looked out at window. So don't ask.
You might have had a vegetable plot.
We do have a vegetable plot.
I don't ask about the vegetable plot because the sheep got in it. So.
That's the end of that.
And then we like to grow beetroot, but nearly every year you get one boiling, then you go back and it's just all the cases and the mice have been inside and eaten all the same flesh out, so that's a waste of time. Then the sheep eat them from the ground.
And how clever is the mouse?
Well, they always eat from near root up into the beetroot, so that they holler it out and keep it dry inside.
Make a nest inside the nest.
If you get a good beetroot, then.
Well, my beetroot get eaten from the top down over.
Oh.
Rats.
Yeah, so mine are rats and yours are woods.
rats eat down all of them, mice eat up all of
them. Oh, you won't face that out as brainy, they go to another thing.
I've got rats.
No, we don't really do that. Garden.
Well, I also like gardening, but not no more.
And the piano. Do you play your piano?
No. It's been here all my life, and none of us have ever played it.
It's never
and
been.
And some of the keys stick down when you press it. And when we've said someone a few times, we've taken it. Couldn't we get rid of the piano? Oh no, it's always been there.
Yeah, been there 60 years. The piano.
It's very beautiful. It's all neatly decorated and everything.
Well, it gives you two levels.
Because I thought about having a display cabinet, then you wouldn't have to dust the awnings off.
Mother couldn't play piano breakfast.
No.
We were all a bit the same. We like music and all that. We like to go to chapel and sing, but we can't sing. My singing's atrocious, but I really like to go and sing. Not that I've been much recently, but I might go Sunday because it's Harvest Festival, and I've organised the Young Farmers Harvest Festival for Monday night at Great Ayton, so that's a new place for them.
Do you have to take something with you?
Well, we're going to have a pool supper after they won at Great Ayton Young Farmers. So all the members are supposed to take a plate of food, and that should feed any parents that go and any like past members. But I think I've taken a few plates to set them off. And on Sunday morning, it's at it's service at Stokesy, and they're asking for food for the food bank. So the tins, nothing, you know, fresh or perishable.
Which spoils decorating church if you just use tins.
I went to the 1 year to get some stuff they wanted beforehand to decorate, and I'm looking like for a tin of sardines with a picture of a fish on, and like a tin of this with, you know, a picture of whatever, not just writing. I got a tin of rice pudding and a nice picture of a cow on. Well, but some of the tins quite boring if you stop to look at them.
But when you see some of the older pictures of the churches at the Harvest Festival, and there's like. Because that's when they do the corn dollies and stuff, isn't it? But I wouldn't know. I have not been into a church where they've had it really decorated.
Well, Brighton had a chapel up till, 8 to 10 years since it closed. And they had a house festival every year, and they always had corn dollies because somebody years and years ago had made some. But then the sister made some to replace some of the damaged ones.
Because it isn't. It's not impossible, mind you.
No.
I've done a plaited one.
Yeah.
I did them for our church a few years ago.
Some of them are so ornate, though, aren't they?
We had one that used to have his home at Brampton on a big board. It was all the letters done and then put on this big board. And they always made the bread like shape and put the fronts and the ball of flour and stuff.
Your nativity scene.
Oh, yeah, I made a nativity scene for the last year at Broughton Chapel, and we had it stood outside. And, like, oh, people commented, but I didn't realise it was a chapel. I think they made it. And then the ones that kicked up about it closing was the ones that had never been inside, aren't they?
Where is it now?
Kirby Church, have it.
Because after that, it travelled, it was at in Kirby Church, and then it was in Stokesley Chapel. And
then it was at Billingham, with school at Billingham. It sort of did a different place every year, but it went to Kirby Church just before COVID, and it stayed there. He asked him where it was. They have it well stored or something. I'll have to set it off somewhere else next time.
And how has things changed in the area, like, during your different kind of... today, like, what, how different is it from when you were a kid, this area?
No different. Same kids.
I tell you what, there's a lot of traffic past here all the time, because when COVID was on, I've like danced on the white line because I could. But no, there's a lot of fast traffic a lot of the time. But saying that, in the last year or two, we've lost all our buses. They went to, like, Flamingo Land and Scarborough.
The ones that went past them.
All the school trips and all the trips of the old ladies, because if you waved at them, you were thinking, brilliant, you know, you've got to wave.
Yeah. Oh, that sort of thing's changed a lot, yeah.
Yeah, but a lot of them now go along the A19 up and sort of back to, like, Flamingo and Scarborough, and, you know, all the main roads. I don't think that bills or bumps are that nice. But, yeah, that's changed. The road's busier, but I say we've lost our bus trips.
No, it's going past.
Because they used to go up at morning and that, and then come back at night and they all had, like, soft toys of animals if they'd been so from it and go.
You could tell if it was rained at Scarborough, because all buses would be steamed up as they went back.
Everybody went through.
With all wet people in them.
And did you holiday? Did you holiday Scarborough? Or, you know,
we always had a lot of days out, you know, but never sort of.
But we all, it's Sunday to be all us back to milk cows.
Yeah.
Mum used to take us three to London, like, every other year, just for two nights on a Golden Rail holiday. You know, you went back train and your hotel was included. Just so we, you know, being awake. Yeah. But we used to go to, like, Whitby and Scarborough, regular, all of us, but go after milking and be back for milking.
No, I never went there. I never went there. Mum took them. I never asked up to go with milk.
Did you go as a child yourself?
No.
Have you been to London?
Yes.
Yeah.
Went to a lay down. We're down that way when we got married. we only moved round the boat down there. Went to Andrew Sutcliffe's wedding in London. That's the lad that owned Skildale Estate.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to the dialect question bits? Penny, do you think? We've got a few little questions. The first bit's a little bit of a picture round. We want to just see what you call things. And then there's some really good questions. They're not to fool you. We're trying to try and pick up, because although we're doing this here, we've got people doing it kind of down in Sussex, and so there's to see the differences. So,
those odd words I used at work, people said they didn't know. They only worked in Middlesbrough.
If you read them out, Penny, and I'll stand and share them, is that...
Okay. Yeah. Is this very technical?
Well, this first one, there's a few. So that's the first one.
It's a hedgehog.
Which is what you call it.
Yeah, it's
hedgehog. Yeah. I did say some of them are. What about this one?
It's Eddie Longlegs.
Eddie Longlegs, aye.
Yeah.
This one?
Oh.
The black beetle.
It's got little pincers at the end.
Oh, what do you call them? Not woodlice, the other thing. Just woodlice.
Crunch. That's the only sound connected with it.
Well, they do make that noise. Ear wink. This is the garden weed. Do you know the one that's got like the sticks to you?
Don't ask me about weeds.
we have a perfect garden. We've never seen any weeds.
Oh, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Sweetheart. And that's a drop of.
Dewdrop.
Yeah. A dewdrop.
Bag of.
Sweets.
This isn't a great picture. It's a bread item. You might put a burger or a sausage
bread
in
one.
It.
Bread
bun. Yeah.
This one, might have with cream and jam.
A scone.
Scone,
yeah. Not a scone.
It's a scone, not a...
And there's not one, there's not two, there's...
Three.
And if there was another...
Four.
What about these ones?
I think we need the
major. Switches up there.
We've only got a couple left, I promise. No, it's an oniony type.
Spring onion.
or a scallion.
Is there a difference between a scallion and a spring onion?
Yes.
What's the difference?
I don't know. There's another thing that I don't want anything to do with.
He told me not to. We had liver and onions at dinner time. Don't put too much onion in.
You did it wrong at dinner time, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, and I cut it up too fine. Dad couldn't get big bits of onion out.
Two people.
It's the action. So if someone's legs weren't working.
Piggyback.
Mm-hmm. I feel like charades.
is that because we're idiots?
Okay, I'm going to ask you to complete the sentence. He asked me to fix it and no way, do it yourself. So what would you use in there? He asked me to fix it and I said no way, do it yourself. Or he asked me to fix it and I went no way, do it yourself. What would you say? He asked me to fix it and... No way.
I'd say, pass it here, I'll see what's up. anything that's broken, I want my hands on it.
Everything that's broken, we'll fix it.
Okay, if something was really, some food was really good, so the food was something tasty. What would you say it was?
It said they've never got to say that before.
Yeah, so that's a strange concept.
All I would say was, thank you, Ruth, that was very nice.
Kerry.
Yeah.
He does say it sometimes, actually.
You're cheeky.
You're better than the others.
Okay, right, you've done the picture ones, now we've got some question ones. So, what do you call a room in a house for storing food?
Pantry.
Awesome. If you haven't eaten any food for a long time, you're bound to feel...
hungry.
Yeah.
What words do you use for something to eat?
Food.
Dinner. Tea. Supper.
Breakfast.
So between breakfast and lunch, do you have anything?
No,
because I don't get up early enough. I've always been told that.
And is it lunch or dinner?
Dinner. Oh, we have dinner at 12. Tea at tea time. How fine. Supper at supper time.
Right. What do you call a coffee you might get from a cafe with lots of milk in it?
Disgusting.
You can't go to drink coffee.
Yeah, that's about right.
You can have a milky coffee or have a latte.
Latte. Yeah. What's the dairy product that you spread on toast and sandwiches?
Butter.
Which word or phrase would you use to indicate a temporary break in a game when points cannot be scored?
Interval.
if you fall over in the playground, your knee might be
scrubbed.
If you got covered in dirt at the playground, when you get home, you might need to get into the
bath.
When children are very excited, you might say they are full of
beans.
At the end of a long and tiring day, you'd say you were absolutely
knackered.
I was going to say, I won't tell you.
Which word would you use to mean not attending school?
Absent.
What if you got that?
I was going to say, what if it wasn't not absent, but if
truant.
Sometimes when children are being very naughty, their parents tell them that someone will come and take them away. What do you call this mysterious person?
We were never naughty, you see.
I was little angel. What are you laughing for?
It's a term we don't really use anymore, really. It was because the answer they were when they originally asked that question, there was lots of different people saying like boogeyman and different things Jenny Green Teeth and things like that. So
if you put it like that, we'd have the boogeyman.
But I don't think it's something that's really done any.
It's a bit scary to say that to your child.
The bogeyman's after you.
Odd Nick.
You grow crops and raise animals on a
farm.
When you walk in the countryside after heavy rain, your shoes will get covered in
mud.
When driving in icy or wet weather, you must take care because the roads are
slip.
Which word do you use as a term of endearment, even with strangers?
do you?
No.
I wouldn't either. No. Which word would you use to refer to someone as very attractive?
Good looking, bonny.
Bonny,
would
them.
You?
Well, it depends. It depends because there's more than one.
I'm not answering.
Well,
what would
you
say?
What is your word for spreading rumours?
Gossip.
A picture not hanging straight is hanging
crooked.
Like the kingfisher one of them.
What do you call a very small piece of wood that has got into your finger?
Splinter.
What do you call a person who mends shoes and boots?
A cobbler.
And do you have any other words that you'd like to tell us about?
No.
If you were really cold, would you say? Would you have a word you'd use to say you were really cold?
Nithered.
And what about if it's like raining but not really raining?
Drizzle.
And if it was really, really hot?
Awful.
You'd say
you would have been mafted. That was my mum's word. It won't be mafted.
That's mafted. That's what mother would have said. Yeah,
because that was her word.
And
there's that word that I think you use up here for men. Like I would say bloke. You'd say
judgy.
Yeah.
What about things being femma?
Yeah.
Tell me what femma is.
Don't you know?
No.
This is where I used to work one day. They got out the dictionaries and they didn't even know how to spell it. They couldn't find weak.
Do you use the word wick? No.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well, getting on somebody's wick.
Or about something.
Something that's quick.
Oh, that, yeah.
And what about if an alleyway between two houses? Would you call it? Have a name for that?
Nothing to do with me.
Really.
Ginnels. Or not between two buildings. Ginnel, snicket, jitty.
I thought we were getting loads of wood there, but maybe not. Stopped.
I'm just trying to think of any other words that we can think of that. What about for, names for people like the police or?
Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
Copper. Oh, that one you're not going to write down.
Somebody got stopped by the police.
I got stopped by the police. The Sydney Gerb.
when he
was about as brainless as a can.
Why?
He asked me my name. And yet he'll know it's Eric. How would you spell it?
E-R-I-C.
Well, he couldn't manage that.
He asked me how I was spelling. Did I start with E, double R, something? I said, I don't think so.
And was there how many K's was there? but at least he didn't write you the ticket out.
You had no ticket, you could spell far enough. What would you say? How new are your tractors on your farm?
How new are our tractors? It's like an aeroplane cockpit.
Yeah, like it then.
Like there's so many boards and switches and it's a new massive.
He said to Dad.
It could be fairly fast on road then.
How was that?
Oh, you've got more tyre tread on one front wheel than the other, so you have to be careful because when you get up to speed with the hand to steer, you'll only do 18 miles an hour.
Then to beat everything, he says you can go now, but be careful as you pull away, as the traffic might not see you. You know, four flashing lights going on, stood behind the trailer, I thought, how are they going to miss this? That is a comedian, this fellow, not a copper.
It's when you're moving sheep that, like, I don't know if you have to move your sheep very far, but do you have to do much?
We only have to cross. And like often
they took them in the trailer yesterday.
Often even then we put them in the trailer, but. Like we used to take we take cows off at road, but like when we milked, we used to take them over and bring them back. And last couple of years, I was nearly run over twice.
By the cow or by a car? I'm not bothered about
cows. They just go past and wobble you about. But.
One of our cows out on the road, you go out and you're like
flagging people down and they just speed up thinking,
what's that
idiot
waving
from
you? It's not safe.
Broughton
people
don't stop. They're all too big.
Well, Broughton's a wealthy place and it gets more so because most of the time if a small house is to sell, if it has a gardener of any consequence, somebody buys it, knocks it down, and builds a massive house.
Have you seen the one on the back of it?
Oh, they've built it. Yeah, they knocked a bungalow down over at Bridge and to your left. And they've built like a massive. Looks somewhere between a barn and a giraffe house. You can't see it out the window. And it's got a black tin roof.
Oh, they'll have big glass windows.
A big glass windows, and the rest of the outside of it is like black in-house boards. And it's a monstrous eyesore, but it's eco, so you can.
There's some like that on the way into Northallerton. About six of them have just appeared.
Same architect.
Yeah. Because we said it's tall.
There's this little old bungalow and it's turned into this. Yeah, I said, isn't that a giraffe house the first time I saw it? It's like something from the zoo.
Well, ever so many people asked us, when they were on building, oh, have you got planning permission for a shed around there?
Because it's the other side. It's just the other side of the road to Avil Field. Yeah. And folks thought it was
We've got planning permission for a shed. Just looked like a cow shed you were building.
I haven't seen it recently.
But it'll be.
Mm. Oh, well, thank you so much for giving up your time to chat to us. And if there's anything else, any other stories you want to tell us before I turn it off, your mother will.
I don't think
no,
so.
I think we're...
We've had a good little reminisce, haven't we?
Yeah.
I'll turn it off.